The College Station City Council's last item of business last Thursday night was a treat for Mayor John Nichols.
And now we move on to dessert.
The council unanimously voted to sell more than 11 acres of land for $3.5 million. City purchased the property between Highway 6 and Lakeway Drive and south of Fitch for $148,000. Councilman Dennis Maloney, who was part of the unanimous vote to sell, also on the council around the time of the purchase.
We did buy a lot of land and got a lot of negative feedback from people saying it's not wise to do it, but some of us disagreed.
The purchaser of the land plans to build a warehouse and office that's expected to create 50 jobs. Public speakers during last week's College Station City Council meeting included 10 Texas A&M students who want a repeal of the city's ban on more than four unrelated occupants living in rental housing. Senior Grayson Sims, who is one of the Student Government Association's executive vice presidents, says without more than four residents, many students are priced out of renting in the historical Southside District south of campus.
There's obviously opportunities to live elsewhere, but I just think College Station as a whole, because of the desire that everyone has to live in the historic district, prices have become far too high. But know that many, many students are affected, and I've had dozens and dozens and dozens of friends that could come up in front of each and every one of you and give their same experience.
Another public speaker, fifth-generation College Station resident Trey Watson, brought up the gentrification of minority neighborhoods near campus due to rising property values caused by new student housing.
So now those families who grew up in those areas and have stayed there for generations are not allowed to stay there anymore because, you know, we have people who daddy's or parents' money are paying for their rooms, and people who are paying for it themselves can't afford it anymore.
The council also heard that 1,100 requests for on-campus housing were turned down due to a lack of rooms. Here's the lead to the following wrap. Christmas may be coming to homeowners in South Bryan who have opposed a College Station sewer trunk line going through their neighborhood. The College Station City Council emerged from a 90-minute executive session last night with Mayor John Nichols announcing the conditional relocation of its sewer line to College Station.
We appreciate the proposals made by the City of Bryan in ongoing discussions and would like to bring these matters to a successful conclusion.
The relocation subject to the Bryan Council formalizing an offer that was made last August. The offer allows College Station to tie into Bryan sewer lines at two locations and Bryan contributing $200,000 towards one of the changes. College Station Council did not take a formal vote and did not discuss the subject in public. Bryan Council could act as soon as this afternoon. Bill Oliver, 1620-94.5 WTAW. Opposition to raised medians and a proposed hike and bike trail on and along Wilburn Road was expressed during last night's College Station City Council meeting. Denise Barbier says TxDOT's given her mother plans that'll condemn what amounts to one-third of her acreage at Wilburn and Barron Roads.
TxDOT is denying her access to her property, so she will no longer have a driveway that exits onto Wilburn Road. Therefore, she's going to have to change her address, which is going to be a big problem, but a more issue to us is the ability for an emergency vehicle to get to her property.
Mike McClary, who's lived at the corner of Wellburn and Barron Cutoff for 50 years, says he has 2,000 petition signatures opposing TxDOT's plans.
Look at Highway 30 when you get to Wolf Creek Car Wash. Head east out and look to your right. Look how many businesses have gone out of business this last year with the raised medians. Half the business in Wellburn will go out of business if we have a raised median.
Councilman William Wright and Dennis Maloney say they also oppose medians on Wellburn Road. With 2 days to spare, the College Station City Council unanimously renews a joint agreement for the cost to operate the fire station that's based at Eastward Airport. It's after Councilman Dennis Maloney suggested closing station number 4 because covering the airport and the Texas A&M West campus can be done from the stations at University and Terre and on Rio Grande near Harvey Mitchell.
We've already providing the necessary fire protection service to the airport with our two existing fire stations, and we should get out of this agreement and move our personnel and equipment to help start filling up our new fire station number 7.
Fire Chief Richard Mann recommended keeping open the airport fire station.
While we have two other stations that you mentioned, those response times would be, we'd have to do some analysis, but it would leave a significant gap there. And that is the primary engine that responds to the entire West Campus.
The 3-year contract divides personnel costs equally between College Station, Bryan, A&M, and Brazos County. Construction will not resume on College Station's new ballpark complex on Rock Prairie Road west of Fitch. City Council last night decided not to spend at least $10 million to improve soil conditions that were discovered 4 months ago. It's after the council was told the company that tested the soil 4 years ago made incorrect assumptions that the soil quality was fine. Councilman Bob Yancey was one of at least two members who called on investigating how the city could be reimbursed for some of its costs.
Roughly $1.4 million worth of design services, that's where, in my estimation, looking at all the facts, that's where the fault lies.
Special Projects Director Jennifer Kane said the construction that was done between last November and this April could be applied towards what she calls a passive park.
The majority of it, if you were still going to have a restroom and a lot of the other components you would need for drainage and things like that, I would say the majority of it would be needed for any type of park, especially if you had the restroom building there.
The city had spent $3.5 million on construction at the time the contractor was told to stop. The post office deciding to stop direct delivery of mail to some College Station apartment complexes draws the attention of the College Station City Council.
I just wondered if we could send a letter to the U.S. government with a frowny face on it or something, just to say that, you know, that's really unfortunate.
Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuna brought up her concern at the end of the last council meeting.
I think there's at least four apartment complexes that I'm aware of that have been impacted this way, and it's a sudden change.
WTAW News has been waiting since last Tuesday for a response from a Postal Service spokeswoman about the decision to stop direct delivery. The lead to the following story, a portion of the invocation to open last night's College Station City Council meeting gets answered during the council meeting. Rabbi Peter Tarlow is also a chaplain for the College Station Police and Fire Departments.
May bless us with the end of this drought, and may the heat finally go away.
2 hours later, Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuna interrupted the meeting.
Someone has texted me it's raining at their house.
That led to a declaration from City Manager Brian Woods.
I'd also like to announce that that will be the person doing the prayer at every meeting now.
The rain also dropped the temperature from 100 to 90. Bill Oliver, 1620, 94.5 WTAW.